Orleans News Now on the only station that matters, WBAL.com.
3:38. Minimum wage in Maryland is $7.25. It could soon go up. Today in Annapolis, Senate Majority Leader Robert Garagiola, a Democrat from Montgomery County, along with the advocacy group Progressive Maryland, is expected in Annapolis to propose raising the minimum wage to $10 by 2015. But some warn this could hit entry-level job seekers hard. Michael Salzman is the research director at the Employment Policies Institute, and he joins us now to talk about how this idea could backfire. Mike, thanks so much for joining us.
Hey, sure thing. Good to be here.
I think when most people hear they're going to raise the minimum wage, I think the first reaction is, good for them, unless you're an employer. And then you're worried about how you're going to be able to afford it.
Yeah, and I think that's the hitch, right? I mean, so if you're an employer that hires minimum wage employees, you know, you're not making money hand over fist. You're not paying capital. You're keeping maybe 2 or 3 cents in profit for each sales dollar. And so your labor costs go up, and either you can raise the cost of your product to offset it, or you can find a way to give people the same product for a lower cost. And I think especially in a tight economy where customers are really hesitant to pay higher prices, I think that's where you see businesses trying to find a way to cut back. And so maybe it's a grocery store deciding to use self-checkout technology instead of hiring grocery baggers, or you know, maybe it's a restaurant that's having servers bus their own table instead of hiring busboys.
So when you do your research, have you found that this has backfired in other states?
Yeah, that's right. I mean, I think there's actually been quite a bit of evidence. I mean, most recently there was a study in Cornell's Labor Economics Journal earlier this year that looked at New York's last state legislated increase and found that there was a 20% drop in employment for less educated 16 to 29-year-olds after that state raised its minimum wage. But more recently, sort of anecdotally, actually, Albuquerque, New Mexico just raised its minimum wage at the beginning of the year, and you already have restaurants there that are reporting that they've had to cut their hours a couple days a week, and one restaurant opted to not hire 6 employees that it was planning on doing.
Which leads you to guess that not only does it affect the people who are looking for jobs, it affects the people that are already working there because, you know, theoretically they're not going to hire anybody and they're going to have to do more work.
Well, and yeah, that's kind of the thing. And so when you look at an increase in the minimum wage, people who maintain, keep their jobs are certainly seeing an increase in their hourly wage. It's not at all clear, though, that they're seeing an increase in their annual wage, because if their hours do get cut, they may be making more per hour, but on the year, they actually may be making less than they had made the previous year.
Okay, but what about for those who say, gosh, you know, $7.25, who can survive on that?
Sure. So I think what you need to look at is, you know, first, if let's say you are the, let's say maybe a single parent with 2 children that's working a job at the minimum wage, there are 2 things. First of all, is that we do quite a bit already, and there's quite a bit that's available to families like that to support them on both the federal level. For instance, there's the Earned Income Tax Credit, which is going to provide an additional, you know, $5,100 in supplemental income for that family. So states can always look at introducing or expanding their own supplement to that Earned Income Tax Credit. I think it's also important to remember that people aren't stuck at the minimum wage. You know, the typical minimum wage earner is getting a raise in the first 1 to 12 months on the job. But I think they need, you know, experience to get that raise, and it's tough to get the experience if you don't have the job to begin with.
So when you're talking real numbers, what kind of rise in, let's say, teen unemployment would you see from a move like this?
Well, you know, this is the proposed increase in the minimum wage. It's about it's a little less than a 40% increase, and so, you know,
38%, sort
of, or 38% increase, right? So the sort of the rule of thumb is that each 10% increase, it's about a 2% drop in employment for affected teens, and so, you know, for something like this, you know, you'd expect maybe a 7 or 8% drop in employment, and that doesn't even take, that's for teens, that doesn't even take into effect the impact on the state's full service restaurants, which there's sort of a quirk in this law where they would reduce the tip credit for tipped employers, and so that's going to have a whole separate impact on the full service restaurant industry.
So do you guys get to weigh in on this in Annapolis at any point in time?
You know, it depends if they invite us to come testify. If they do, we will. We are, you know, we don't tend to take official positions on legislation, but we have a very sort of strong viewpoint on the general idea of raising minimum wages and on the consequences of them. And if they'd like us to come talk about it, and we're happy to do so.
All right. Michael Saltzman of the Employment Policies Institute, thank you so much for joining us and talking about just the possibility and the fact that the Senate Majority Leader is expected to propose this, raising the minimum wage in Maryland, and what the outcome could be from that. Mike, thanks for being with us.
Hey, sure thing. Good to be here.